92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Many states across the country have bumped up their minimum wage or will be doing that soon, and it's creating some problems in California, where the hourly pay for fast food employees is going to bump up to $20 an hour in April. The suits at the Domino's Pizza chain are sending a message to state officials saying that they're forcing the company to terminate 1,200 delivery drivers. They say it's impossible to maintain their team of drivers under those financial conditions. Yeah, well, maybe if you guys on the top floor weren't making such absurd salaries, you'd be able to pay your people. And the sad part of this is that most of those 1,200 employees are young people with few skills and limited ability to obtain a better job. Meanwhile, McDonald's and Chipotle announced that they're raising prices in California to compensate for the new state's minimum wage law. And all of this could force companies, not just restaurants, to adopt an automated workforce, because machines can flip burgers and won't complain about low wages or form unions. In the long run, the people who will win from this are the tech people who make the robots. But they already make a buttload of money. And listen, on this subject, if you're the kind of person who orders a pizza for delivery during a snowstorm, what you're basically saying is, the roads are too dangerous for you, but let's see if a 16-year-old who just got their license can navigate to your home in their 2002 Cabriolet, which has bald tires. Go get your own pizza.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.